I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Nepal, many are celebrating the first Republic Day since the monarchy was abolished last year. However, religious freedom in the new democracy is far off for the 400 Christians who suffered a bomb explosion in their church just last week. That's according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. The National Defense Army took Credit, a terrorist group who wants Hinduism restored as the state religion. Pray that believers won't be intimidated into silence. Next, India Partners just received a $10,000 grant from the Tyndale House Foundation to support a discipleship training program. We spoke with Pastor Babu, who's heading up the training conferences.
I am very thankful for the grant for this discipleship program. This is a great asset for those pastors who have very little knowledge in the Bible. They can have more knowledge from the Bible, and they will be more effective in their ministries.
They want to train 250 to 500 people this year. You can help. Our website gives you details. And the church in Eastern Europe is growing despite persecution, according to missionaries with Greater Europe Mission. Many governments throughout Eastern Europe seem to fear Christians will undermine them. In order to prevent the spread of their faith, harsh religion laws have come into play. As a result, it's against the law for many believers to publicly evangelize or even meet privately in their homes. They need your support before the oppression gets worse. For security purposes, we haven't named the team.
The center will be used for, first of all, of course, this is a training center. People from different cities are coming for all different specific trainings in Christian ministries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.